With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Lewis and Clark County officials say foul play is suspected in the deaths of a married couple whose bodies were found in a residence just north of Helena. Sheriff Leo Dutton says the victims were last seen alive Saturday afternoon. Their bodies were found by someone who went to check on them Monday evening. Dutton tells the Independent Record that two people of interest have been identified and one was brought in for questioning. He does not believe there is a threat to the public. The bodies have been taken to the state crime lab in Missoula. The names of the victims and the cause of death have not yet been released. Bail was set at $20,000 for a 17-year-old Montana high school student who was arrested for violating his probation after reportedly trying to run over a school resource officer at Big Sky High School in Missoula. The officer had been investigating a tip that the student brought a gun to school Friday. After pursuing the teen out of the building, the student reportedly drove his car toward the officer, who fired shots at the vehicle. Officers pursued the car until it crashed at a nearby car lot. Police say a citizen found a handgun along the chase route. Superintendent Mark Thane told Montana Public Radio the student did not have a gun in the school building. Deputy Missoula County Attorney Jennifer Clark said yesterday she plans to charge the teen in juvenile court with felony criminal endangerment, tampering with evidence, and eluding an officer. An advisory council to the governor is considering a change to the Montana law on predicting drought conditions following the historic 2017 fire season that caught state officials by surprise. Corin Cates Carney reports.
This time last year, Governor Steve Bullock's Drought and Water Supply Advisory Committee did not expect drought to be an issue for Montana in the warmer months of 2017. The committee sent their annual report to the governor last April when stream flow was high and spring rain was falling. But soon after that prediction was made, the state dried up, leading to crippling drought for much of the eastern areas of Montana and ripe fuel for fire.
As we've heard today, April 15th is much earlier, given the runoff and precipitation regimes that we're looking at these days, to make that kind of a call.
This is Michael Downey with the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. He spoke during the Drought and Water Supply Advisory Committee meeting Tuesday in Helena. He says the committee should wait until June before it predicts what Montana's drought outlook will be for the coming year. Downey says the current law, which requires that prediction be made by April 15th, was put in place in the early 1990s, following the severe drought of 88. But Downey says rising average temperatures in the state may require that law to change in order to adapt to increasing demands for water during an extended, increasingly warm growing season. Even if there is near-record snowpack like there is this year, Downey says that doesn't necessarily mean that moisture will stay in the ground for as long as it used to. Megan Siner with the National Weather Service gave an update on the state's weather conditions during the advisory meeting.
But overall, it's been a pretty cool and wet winter season. Famous last words. I remember saying the exact same thing last year.
Siner says looking ahead to July and August, there are signs that point to warmer than normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. A bill drafted to change the timing of the state's drought forecast would likely come from the governor's office or an interim legislative committee ahead of the 2019 session. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana sheriff has agreed to resign after reaching a plea agreement that settles misdemeanor domestic violence and official misconduct charges. The Great Falls Tribune reports Ponderay County Sheriff Carl Suda reached the agreement on Friday and will resign no later than June 1st. He earlier announced he would not seek re-election. On Friday, Suda pleaded no contest to partner or family member assault for allegedly kicking his son in February 2017. Prosecutors agreed to defer prosecution on an official misconduct charge that alleged he shared confidential criminal justice information with a man whose children were the subject of a state child abuse investigation. Suda has agreed to pay a $1,000 fine, complete 40 hours of counseling, and serve 24 hours in jail or 3 days on house arrest. Missoula officials have approved an ordinance to ban vaping indoors and to give businesses the option to prohibit smoking outside their entrances. The Missoulian reports the City Council on Monday voted to expand the 2006 Montana Clean Indoor Air Act to include e-cigarette use and allow business owners to ban smoking within 25 feet of their establishments. Under the ordinance, Business owners are responsible for putting up signs and handling low-level enforcement. The ordinance also prohibits smoking in certain city-managed areas like public playgrounds, sports fields, and other recreational areas. The city can issue a $100 fine to violators, but an offense is not punishable by jail time. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. After denouncing one of its candidates last week, the Montana Green Party has received commitment statements from five remaining candidates running for congressional and state legislative seats. The party issued a statement denouncing John Gibney last Friday after he refused to apologize for what they described as bigoted comments made during a 2016 anti-immigration rally in Missoula. Gibney reportedly told the Missoulian that Obama was, quote, a black Muslim trying to bring this country down, end quote, and that immigrants, quote, rape, kill, and destroy, end quote. Party officials had requested that remaining candidates provide statements of commitment to the party's values in an effort to ensure their legitimacy. Danielle Brecht is the Green Party coordinator.
It was important for the party's image, but it's also a very useful way to start getting our candidates' names out there into the public.
All candidates issued those statements Monday. Timothy Adams and Steve Kelly are challenging John Tester in the U.S. Senate race. Doug Campbell is chasing Greg Gianforte's U.S. House seat. Adrian Owen Wagner is running for a Montana House seat. And Greg Stanberg is vying for a state Senate seat currently occupied by Democrat Diane Sands. Party coordinator Breck says the Green Party platform includes ecological responsibility, social equality, and getting corporate money out of politics. She says accusations that the party is trying to spoil the election for Democrat and Republican hopefuls is unfair and disregards a building movement.
Well, I think we have a good group of candidates. We're working together actively. We don't have a lot of money. We don't have a lot of resources. What we do have is excited people. And people who want to go out and knock on doors and talk on phones and get to know their neighbors and talk about these issues.
Candidate statements can be viewed online at mtgreenparty.com. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.